Good morning, my love. Can I have a good morning kiss? I love kissing you the first thing in the morning. Did you sleep well? Good. It looks like you recovered from your insomnia. At least somewhat. And that makes me happy. You were sleeping so peacefully. Did you have a nice dream? Of course I was watching you sleep. How could I not? You look so cute, and I love that face you make when you're asleep. I also love the fact that I can watch you from the comfort of your bed instead of your window like before. Since your bed is a little small, we have to really squeeze in together, won't we? That won't be necessary. We don't need a bigger bed. Well, a small bed like yours means you have less room to escape from my grasp during the night. Is that why you want a bigger bed? You want to escape from me? I didn't think so. You love me and you would never try to run away from me. So, back to my question. Did you have a nice dream? And don't try to change the subject again. You did. What was it about? Don't be shy. Let me guess. Was it about me? Aww. You're so easy to read. I love that about you. That means there will never be any secrets you can keep from me. So, how was it? Did we do anything naughty in your dream? Don't try to deny it. Didn't I just tell you you were easy to read? That's what I thought. So, what did I do to you? Is that what you're into? I wouldn't mind doing that for you. In fact, I would love it if you were to indulge in more of your fantasies during our lovemaking. I would do anything for you. Oh, I love it when you get all flustered like that. I just can't get enough of it. Hey! Where are you going? Don't try to get out of the bed. I'm not done cuddling with you. You're not allowed to leave unless I say you can. So lay back down and let me hold you. That's better. If you try and leave me again, I will not hesitate to bind your body to the bed, like I did before. So don't try it. I don't care what you say. I'm not letting you go. I said, I'm not letting you go. Your body and soul belongs to me. If you try and escape from me, then I will be forced to do something terrible to you, and I can't. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. No, you don't have to apologize. It's my fault. No, there's nothing wrong. Stop it. Stop asking. Please. I'm pathetic. I just told you that you were easy to read. But you can just as easily read my face. Right? It's not that I want to talk about it because it scares me. But it looks like I can't keep it a secret anymore. My love. There has been something bothering me recently. Well, it's more like someone is bothering me. It's my mother. Remember when I told you that a succubus would never hesitate to seduce and hypnotize their fated soulmate? Well, my mother doesn't like the fact that I've chosen not to hypnotize you into loving me. Let me explain. Aside from gaining the love of their soulmate, controlling the mind through hypnosis also acts as a measure of secrecy for us. It's to ensure that you don't reveal our existence to the world. My mother thinks that you will reveal our existence if I do not forcefully take control of your mind. She doesn't care if it is an accident, or if anyone believes you or not. If you tell anyone about my kind, you will be severely punished. No. They won't kill you. In my opinion, it's so much worse. They would erase your memories of me, and then force me to brainwash you into loving me, just so that you would never reveal our existence again. And if I refuse to brainwash you, then they will take your soul. And if your soul is taken, then you will never be yourself again. A human without a soul cannot feel or express any kind of emotion. Eventually, as time goes on, you will no longer remember anything from your life as you know it now. My mother knows this well. I told her you would never reveal my secret, but she doesn't believe me. She said that just us going out with my chrism eyes has exposed too much, attracted too much attention. I told her that I would never let you go. And then she threatened to hypnotize you into loving me. If I didn't do it myself, I can't fight her. She's so much more powerful succubus than I am. I had no choice. I told her that I would do it. I told her that I would force you into loving me. I can't stand the thought of it. But I also don't want to lose you. I don't know what to do. No, don't say that. I know you mean well, But hearing you say something like that makes me feel awful. How can I not feel this way? You just told me to use my powers to hypnotize you. You don't mind. Do you even know what you're saying? You will change. They all do. None of the humans who are hypnotized are the same. I know that the alternative is not an option, but is this all that's left? There's no time. I guess I have no choice, do I? If I don't do this soon, then they will come for you. I'm not going to lose you. You're mine. All mine. You love me too, don't you? Yes. That's the solution. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you love me now. If you tell me that you love me, then it won't matter if I force my love onto you. You would love me regardless, right? You would be crazy about me even if I did not force myself on you, right? I know it, and so do you. We're destined for each other. You look scared. Are you having second thoughts? Oh, this was your idea, remember? Don't run away from this. Remember the night we met? I asked you a question. I'll ask you again. My love, do you love me? I knew it. You do love me. Hold still, my love. This won't hurt, but you will definitely feel something, and you won't remember this moment. Once it's over, we can continue to love each other like it was always meant to be. Before I do this, I want to tell you I will never forget our time together. Never. I love you. Goodbye, my love. I will be here when you wake. I will always be here.